Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. Together we're the Gen X couple.
Hey guys.
Take one. Hello everyone.
Today, we're diving into a list of things that make us all say, nope, not doing that. You know what I'm talking about. Those activities that no matter how much someone tries to convince you, just aren't happening. Whether it's running in 90 degree heat. Okay, the 90 degree heat was unnecessary in that sentence. Moving on. Wearing jeans in August or cooking an elaborate meal when it's already an oven out. Side, there are some things that are off limits depending on the season. I am tripping over my words, but I got it out. I just felt like I had a delay, and I don't really want to give Chris a reason to do a take two, so we're just going to go with it. Anyhow, let's be honest. Some of these are off limits year round. Should I reread that? I feel like I messed that whole thing up. And we're not doing a take two. We're keeping it on take one. So I'm going to reread it because you know what it is? I can't read my writing sometimes. So let me start again. Here we go. Take one still.
Technically, this is a take two.
But it's part of take one because I'm not pressing stop on the software. So I'm just struggling to read the writing. But it's all part of take one. Here we go. Let's start from scratch. Today, we are diving into a list of things that makes us all say, nope, not doing that. You know what I'm talking about. Those activities that no matter how much someone tries to convince you, just aren't happening. Whether it's running in 90 degree heat, and because my comment the first time was so hilarious, I'm going to repeat it for the second time. The 90 degree heat part was unnecessary. Wearing jeans in August or cooking an elaborate meal when it's already an oven outside. There are just some things that are off limits depending on the season. And let's be real, some of these are off limits year round. Woo, I did it. Okay. I'll take one.
So grab a nice drink, crank up the AC, and get ready to nod your head in agreement as we break down the ultimate list of things we're just not doing. And some of them, no matter the time of the year.
Exactly. So let's kick things off with the season that inspires the most, nope, not doing that moments, summer. Because as much as we love the beach, barbecues, and long days, there are plenty of activities we outright refuse to participate in. And the first one is ironic. You guys can't see me, but I put down wearing jeans, and I'm sitting here in jeans, and it's summer. It's July. Anyway, so I had written down who in their right mind wears jeans in 95 degree weather. Today's only like 80 degrees though, so maybe. But anyway, they're like leg ovens. I wrote down that the second the humidity hits, your thighs stick together like a grilled cheese sandwich. But here I am contradicting my own words. Take it away, Christian. Chris.
And Christian. Cooking indoors? Christian's his real name. Turning on the oven in July? That's a rookie mistake.
Yeah, it is.
You might as well set your thermostat to volcano and start sweating in advance. This is why summer exists for grilling, takeout, and foods that require zero heat. Hello, sandwiches and fruit platters.
Exactly. And to circle back, I'm going to go with running or really any intense exercise outside. I admire anyone who jogs in the summer, but personally, nope. I'm not about to risk heat stroke just to get a runner's high. Treadmills exist for a reason, and so do air-conditioned gyms. Also, question to my runners out there. Do you guys know you don't have to run? Just asking.
Yeah, going outside between 12 and 3 p.m., midday sun is like nature's way of reminding you that you made a terrible choice. The second you step outside, the heat slaps you in the face like an angry grandma.
My grandma never slapped me.
There's a reason siestas exist, and I'm fully on board with them.
Yeah, why do we not take part in siestas here in the United States? I feel like we're missing out on something awesome.
Yeah.
Probably because that would push the workday to like 8 p.m. instead.
Yeah, then we would just go back
to bed. That would actually be worse. Yeah. So moving on to the fall, the season where people start layering up too soon and pretending pumpkin spice fixes everything. Let's be real. Fall has its own set of nope moments. And that's your cue.
For not jumping in a pile of leaves. Movies make it look fun, but in reality, you're diving into a pile of dirt, bugs, and potential dog poop. Mm-hmm. Plus, the smell of wet leaves is just nature's version of a musty basement.
Yeah, so gross, you guys. I don't know why anybody does it. And plus, if you watched It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, Linus got leaves stuck to his... He called it a sucker, but it's a lollipop. So that's another reason not to jump into a pile of wet leaves. The next one is wearing too many layers too soon. Every year, people break out sweaters and boots in September, only to end up sweating through their clothes by noon. Fall is a liar. It's chilly in the morning, and it's blazing hot by the afternoon. The struggle is definitely real.
And can we talk about apple picking just for the Instagram post? You pay $30 to pick apples you could have bought for $5 at the grocery store. And then you realize you have way too many apples, mm-hmm. zero motivation to bake anything. And let's not even talk about the bees swarming the cider stand.
Yeah, I feel attacked by that because I've actually forced my family out for that $30 bag of apples many times. Yeah, and they end up going to waste.
Yeah, I never got an apple pie out of it.
You got apple crisp, and that's better than apple pie. You're welcome. So, moving on, how about we talk about winter? Winter brings holiday cheer and cozy vibes, sure, but it also brings a long list of activities that we refuse to do, like leaving the house for any reason. If it's below 20 degrees, guess what? I live here now. My social life will have to wait till spring.
Shoveling snow? Nope, never. This is why neighbors with snowblowers exist, and also why we need to normalize hibernation.
We have a great neighbor, and he does have a snowblower, but you end up snowblowing our driveway and up the street and the mailbox. And I'm going to say it publicly, you need to leave that for the neighbors behind us to do the mailboxes next year. Don't say they won't do it. Because then we won't get mail. But who cares? The bills can wait an extra few days. It's the neighbor's turn. You've done it the last 5 years.
I need to get my accounting magazine every month.
Stop it. The next one is dressing cute in winter weather. We've all tried to be fashionable in winter, only to regret it instantly. Cute shoes? Ruined by salt and slush. Skirts? Absolutely not. Winter fashion is about survival, not style.
And driving in snowstorms, if you have four-wheel drive, I'm happy for you. But I'll still be at home watching Netflix until the roads are dry again.
Exactly. Now let's talk about spring. Doing that, please, I don't know what I wrote down because my notes say doing that, please, spring. But that doesn't make sense. Why did I write that?
I think it was like refresh. After a dreary winter, you're emerging from your hibernation.
I hate when I write notes and then I can't figure out what I'm trying to say. But what I am trying to say is spring is supposed to be a time of renewal, but sometimes it comes with its own struggles, such as believing it's actually warm when it's just fall spring. Every year, people break out the shorts in March only to be shivering 10 minutes later. Spring tricks us every time.
And this gets me every season. Enjoying the outdoors during allergy season? Let's have a picnic, they say. Yeah, sure. If you want me sneezing 40 times in a row, feeling like my eyes are on fire.
Yeah, I feel like I have to knock on wood when I say this. But last year, my allergies weren't that bad. And I did start my Claritin routine probably, I don't know, like the end of April. And I actually had a really good year for the first time in my life. I've had bad hay fever since I was a kid, and this was actually my first year, and I know they say your body changes every 10 years. I don't know if it just took several times around for that to happen, but hopefully that's what my life is like going forward. But circling back, Chris is just ignoring me as I babble on. Moving on to walking on wet sidewalks without getting splashed. Spring is one long game of dodge the puddle, which you will probably lose at least once. And I think Chris could probably speak to that because you walk more after the snow has melted and the streets are flooded in Boston than
I'll tell you a story. It's a quick story. I was walking to Boston from South Station to my office building on the sidewalk after a big rainstorm. There was puddles everywhere. And I don't know if this person did it by accident or on purpose. Or if I wasn't looking, but...
It was not an accident.
He drove right through a big puddle, and I got soaked. Yeah. So the next thing I did was pull out my phone, turn around, and called in sick for the day.
That's fair, though. You were soaked. I remember. I picked you up at the train. You were dry.
I wasn't going to sit all day in the office soaked.
I know. And you shouldn't have to keep a change of clothes at work just for people who drive through puddles on purpose. He totally did it on purpose.
Yeah. But so now rude. I do have an extra pair of shoes and socks at the office.
Yeah, but still.
That wouldn't have helped.
Yeah. If you had gotten splashed like that... Shoes and socks would have helped.
And so that's a wrap on today's episode. So if you find yourself nodding along, laughing, or realizing you have refused to do at least half of these things, then you're not alone. Life is too short to suffer through jeans in the summer.
Although I'm doing that right now.
Shoveling snow or pretending fall is sweater weather when it's still 80 degrees outside.
Yeah, and we did this in one take. Even though I had to restart, we still technically did it in one take. So take one, take that. Did we miss any not doing that activities? If we did, you guys can hit us up on social media. Let us know. You know where to find us. And as always, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, share with your friends, blah, blah, blah.
And until next time, see you later, alligator.
In a while, crocodile.